Welcome to the Andrea Engstrom Show. I am passionate about helping you break through to your next level of abundance, success, and freedom so that you can create the life you desire and inspire others to do the same. I'm your host, Andrea Engstrom, and on today's show, we're going to talk about how to get back to joy. We're going to talk about self-care today, and I am so excited to introduce my guest today, Chris Calla, the founder of The Wilderness Compass. Chris, I'm so glad to have you here.
Andrea, I am so happy to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Absolutely. Well, let me tell you a little bit about Chris. She is the founder of Wilderness Compass. She's a certified life coach, business coach. She's a mompreneur, and she founded the Wilderness Compass to support women going through all stages of divorce and relationship transitions. So her personal journey through divorce, coupled with decades of experience in business and relationship development while owning multiple six-figure businesses, equips her to help women rebuild their self-worth and thrive. And this is what I'm excited about. She has this focus on mental fitness and lifestyle changes. And so Chris is providing a safe place for women to reclaim their strength and find hope for the future. She has a faith-driven, compassionate approach that helps every woman that she guides experience transformative growth and empowerment. Chris, I love this topic today. This is something I'm super personally passionate about myself, having been through a divorce in my story. And so let's talk about why you created the Wilderness Compass.
Thank you, Andrea. And you are not alone, first and foremost, is not just what I'm saying to you personally. It's what I say to all of my clients and my colleagues that I come into contact who reach out to me and talk to me about their story, because divorce has been and continues to be, unfortunately, a dirty word in our society. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Sometimes people try to sweep it under the rug. Sometimes they don't want to address the fact that it may need to happen even. Mm-hmm. And so I think it's been really amazing that our paths, when we are faced with a divorce or someone who's going through a divorce, it can often be very uncomfortable. Well, I am here to break that stigma. I do not want people to feel weird or funny or taboo about working and supporting and loving on somebody who's going through a season of divorce, because sometimes divorce, it's very unpredictable, it's very unexpected, and it's very it can cause a lot of chaos. So what I love to do is work with women and help them through that chaos and bring them to clarity, whether it's through the beginning of their divorce process or going all the way to past post-divorce seasons in life and just transitioning into whatever their new now is going to be, and helping them create that in a way that's going to bring them joy and help them create the life they want to live. So it's really exciting.
Yeah, this is such important work, because I think that when you're going through a divorce, like, it's almost like you don't know what to say, because you don't want to, you feel like people are going to make assumptions about why you're getting divorced. And it's like, was it me? Was it them? Was it something that, you know, something dramatic that happened, or was it a drifting? And we don't want to share with people what we're going through. And so we keep quiet about it until it's like, unless it's like very, very close people. But even those close people sometimes don't know what to say.
Right.
And so that we feel like, oh, and I think as women, we have spent so much of our lives trying to make sure everybody around us is happy and comfortable that we don't want to make people feel uncomfortable by talking about our mess. And so we keep quiet and we keep it to ourselves, and it's, and we feel shame, even if it wasn't our fault or, you know, whatever it is. So I'm so proud of you. I'm so excited that you've created this space for women to talk about it and to be supported through this. So tell us, who is the Wilderness Compass for specifically?
Specifically, it's for women who are going through any transition in their life that has to do with either relationships, divorce, or even career after divorce. I know that a lot of women who are going through transitions in any type of those situations, they often find themselves focusing on new direction and new beginnings, right? And so when we come to that turning point and that pivot, that we get to have the opportunity to say, okay, where do I go now? Where do I want to go? And how do I get there? And who's going to help me with a plan to get there? And so that has been my opportunity to serve these women give them this chance to recreate how their next part of their story is going to go and take a little bit more ownership and feel less out of control in that process.
Mm-hmm. Well, and let's talk about your story, because I've seen you over the past few years. You and I are close friends. We talk about every week, right? Mm-hmm. And so I've seen you go through a tremendous transition in your life. And so share with us, you know, what has transpired in your world over the past few years that led you to this point where you're like, I want to be of service to others now.
Yeah, thank you. And it is so amazing to see the progression. Yesterday, my daughter, who's almost 17, showed me a picture of myself from 3 years ago. And I looked at that person in the picture and I said, wow, I remember her. Boy, do I remember her, and I remember what she was going through. So it's always a blessing for me to be able to share my story, because it is truly a transformation and it's proof that there is life after divorce. And so when I met you, I was happily married in some ways and not so many others. We had a marriage that was 18 years long, and unfortunately, things went south in that marriage, but I had been having probably the best few years of my life career-wise, and you and I connected through real estate investing, and that gave me the opportunity to put myself in a position to really prepare myself financially for my future, I thought, and I thought, this is what I'm going to do, and this is where I'm going in life, and this is where, you know, this is the direction for me. Well, obviously there were other plans, and a couple of months after one of my biggest deals that I had closed on, which was a six-figure gain, I found out that my husband and I were going to be divorcing. And so my whole world stopped, everything changed. And fast forward about a year and a half later, I was 50 years old, standing on the steps of the Meadowlands Convention Center, in New Jersey with my daughter at her dance competition. And she was getting ready to go and do her performance for one of her most exciting times of her life. And I was at my absolute lowest. I was my 50th birthday. And I remember thinking to myself, my life is over. My whole entire life is packed away in a pack rat container about to be shipped across the country. And my house that I thought I would live in until I died, basically, was about to close the following day. And I had no idea what I was going to do next. And I didn't understand where I was supposed to go and what I was supposed to do. I just knew that I had to start over somewhere. And I needed a fresh start. And so I decided to move to South Carolina from New Jersey and begin my life again. And so when I did that, I decided that at that point, it was time for me to take control. And I said, okay, I had a really great friend and coach who taught me how to think above the line and instead of below it. And so and I also had an amazing group of women who I met with on a weekly basis, who were part of my inner circle, who supported me through the most difficult times. And I just knew that I could be the best version of myself again because of that. And so that is really what inspired me to start all over again and to give me the strength to say, I get to design the life I want to live from here on out, and I get to do it on my own terms. And what does that want? What do I want that to look like? What do I want to create my life to be? And where's that map? There was no map. There was no map for me. There was no support here in South Carolina. Thank God I had our group that I met with on a regular basis, but when I came here, there was no support for women who were going through transitions and changes like this in their lives, specifically divorce. And so that's what inspired me to found the Wilderness Compass. So my last 2 years, I have spent time improving myself and building the life that I want to live and connecting with women in my community and online and creating community around this supportive place to help other women heal, help other women aspire to make the changes that they need. So in the last 2 years, I've lost 60 pounds.
Woo!
Yes. I have adopted a totally different life that I have chosen to live with the support of my faith, my family, and my friends. And so because of that, that is where I am today. And I just want to help other people get there. So many women who come to me, whether they're at the beginning or the middle or the end of this process, they just want some help, some tools, some resources. And a lot of people go through a divorce process and they all say, I'm going to go to an attorney and get a divorce, right?
Yeah.
So an attorney can absolutely help you get a divorce, but who's going to help you get through your divorce? That's what I'm here for. That's what this community, the Wilderness Compass, not even just me, by the way, it's more than me. It's way bigger than me. And it's through adopting so many different types of steps along the way. Mm-hmm. And we're going to, you know, obviously talk a little bit more about that and how to get unstuck and things like that. But
yeah,
really where I'm at now.
So. I love it. And it's been so beautiful to see the transformation. And it's, you know, and it's not just about like, you know, people who see a picture of you from a couple of years ago to a picture today can obviously see something was going on. Like something has transformed in you because there's an obvious visible outward transformation in your body, but also your energy, I'll call it your countenance. Mm-hmm. The way that you light up and you smile is so different today than it was a couple of years ago. And so I can testify, like I've seen you on this journey to get back to joy or mm-hmm. to, you know, and I'm so glad that you shared, like you were going through some of the most successful times in your career. Your kids were doing awesome. Everything seemed like it was going well. Mm-hmm. And in a moment that can change. In a yeah. moment, your whole world can get turned upside down and you know, and it, you don't know what to do. So let's talk about, in those early moments when you're trying to figure this thing out, and maybe you're even like considering it, or you're like you're starting to like say, I think I need to talk to an attorney. Yeah. What are some of those early steps that people need to take, or that would have been? It's like I wish somebody would have told me that when I was going through it. What are some of those steps that you can that you would say, like, here's my advice if you're just in the early stages?
Right. So it's so important to have a plan. Mm-hmm. It is so important to have a coach possibly, or someone who is a neutral party, but a supportive party who can walk you through the journey of establishing exactly where you are right now, what you need in order to move forward, and help you reflect on what those things are. Ask some challenging questions, even though emotionally there's a lot going on and there's still a household to run possibly, or a business to run. Working with somebody in this way can really help you kind of cut through a lot of that. And that's why I've named my company The Wilderness. It's the Wilderness Compass. It's truly finding a way to point yourself in the right directions and create the map to navigate through this process. So some concrete things that I work with women to help them do is to establish that uncoupling process of really, are we separating? Are we going forward with any type of, change in residences? Are you going to be, changing your children's locations? How do you map that out? What kind of family map are you going to have at that point? And where And when do you talk to your friends and family exactly to let them know what's going on? If you own a business, do you, you know, have you established a business broker appointment yet? If you own property, have you talked to a real estate agent yet and gotten an appraisal on all those things? Have you notified your CPA? So I talk about some of the emotional processing parts, but I also, as a business person and as a person who has gone through all of the administrative tasks and things of that nature, there are some things that I have found that are kind of, you know, checkpoints that you need to go through in order to prepare yourself for when you go to file. And so that's what I try to help women do at that beginning stage is kind of say, okay, this is what you want now. It may change. We all know that, right? We all understand that things may, at any point in time, go in a different direction. That's just life, right? But I think the most important thing is being prepared and educated as to what you will need to do and what the reality of a divorce can be. Because staying in a difficult marriage, you know, is hard. Yeah. But divorce is hard too, but it's a different kind of hard. So you have to be able to figure out if this is the way you want to go, what does that look like for you? And so that's what I help people do is have those difficult conversations. I've really been able to help a lot of women get to that place where they say, okay, this is how I want to structure this. So that way they can prepare their legal destination. And then if they do decide to divorce, then that's what we'll help them do as far as getting the documents ready, getting things ready as well on the inside for them. I am heavily based on self-care through this process and also based on boundaries. So that is the other big thing that we work with women to help them take out of the equation. There are some tools and resources that we provide as well, and tips and hacks, I could even say, help a person kind of, you know, that's a difficult conversation to have sometimes with your soon to be ex, because and it's an identity thing too. And so we work with women to help them with their identity, help them with understanding the new identity that their spouse and they have with each other, and how to transition through that as well. So it has been quite an interesting journey and conversation to take ladies through that process, because having gone through it myself before and now in a better place where I manage those things myself, I can see the end result of having applied those things.
Yeah. I think one of the reasons that I would say I hear a lot of women stay in a relationship longer than they probably should, because there's gnarly stuff going on behind the door, you know, behind closed doors, or is because we don't know how to handle all of the things that come next. Mm-hmm. There's this like fear of, well, what's going to happen to me? I remember, you know, I got married when I was 18, and we stayed married for almost 7 years. Mm-hmm. And I remember a couple years into the marriage, knowing that it probably needed to end because of some things that were going on, but I didn't know what to do. Like I was like, well, he handled all the bills. Like, I didn't want to, separate I didn't want to be away from the kids. Mm-hmm. Like it's all these reasons that we just don't know how to navigate. Like, how are we going to move forward? Like, what's it going to look like? How am I going to move forward? How am I going to take care of myself if there's stuff that I've never had to do before, or it's been a really long time and I don't really know how to navigate that. So I love that you said, it's hard, but it's also hard. Like both is hard. So we choose our hard, right? And so I love that you provide that supportive environment, and you probably save people attorney's fees a little bit too, don't you?
Yes, that is part of my mission. And, you know, I've heard so many stories of hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars in fees, because when we get to the attorney's offices, and this is men and women both. There's no gender difference with this. And I have no problem with attorneys and them being successful in their careers. I love attorneys and have many friends that are attorneys, but I also think that the women and men that are out there getting divorces, they need to know a little, and they need to be more prepared for the fact that their attorney is not their friend. They're not their therapist. They're not their, financial advisor. So a lot of the things that people go and ask those questions of the attorney, I think of myself as, so I had been a real estate agent for almost a decade, and it's almost a very similar symbiotic relationship that I am creating with attorneys, is that as a divorce coach, I can help people prepare and manage their divorce so that their attorney can do their legal job and the client can do their job as far as managing their life through the divorce process, whether, you know, it's just all the emotional support that they need. And I always recommend that they go to all these different places, therapist, CPA, you know, all of the different places they're going to need to go to, real estate agent, attorney. But I have a lot of additional things that we work with our clients to help them with staying grounded and as healthy as possible during a very difficult time.
Yeah, no, I think that's so brilliant, because I think a lot of people, like, if your divorce attorney is like the only person that you're talking to about the details of your life that need to be divided, or that your CPA, like, none of them have a full picture that include, like, you don't want to vomit your emotions in the attorney's office. It's much better to come in composure, especially if your partner is there in the room. Like, you want to come in with a knowing what you want, knowing what your end goal is, and have a clarity of the boundaries that you are going to uphold and how you're going to show up in your own personal energy and power in that moment, so that you make sure that you advocate for yourself, that you are, making the most of the time that you have to negotiate those things, because you have clarity and you're coming from a place of personal power instead of crumbling on the floor and then they're just doing what they want, right? So this is such important work. So I'm so excited we're having this conversation, Chris, because I work with a lot of women who are doing things to improve their financial situation and their wealth, and part of their motivation behind becoming financially free is because they have been through a divorce or the loss of a spouse or something like that. And so it becomes the driver for making sure that they are financially independent in the future, because they know that, it is not promised that that person in their life is going to be there forever, or they've just been through it. And so now that's their driving force. And so I know this is resonating with a lot of women that are my listeners, but also who may find themselves coming up on challenges, because I think, the statistics of when a woman, I don't know what the statistic is, maybe you've heard this, but when a woman starts to become very successful,
yes,
we often will see that is when the relationship begins to crumble. Is that true? Have you heard that?
So as far as a statistic that's been measured, I don't have data on that one, but I do agree with you that I have seen a trend, especially since I've started paying closer attention. And many of the women that I work with tell me that story. I've heard a couple versions of that already through the time that I've been doing this. The other statistics that I find very interesting are that, divorce is the second highest stress indicator on that stress scale that they measure the life events on. So it's actually only second to the death of a spouse. And so when somebody is going through divorce, it is the most stressful thing in their world, and probably in their lifetime if their spouse does not predecease them. So needing the support from many different directions, it is so important that we educate women specifically to understand how to prepare, because 9 out of 10 divorces, you don't realize they're coming when they come. There's no, would you agree with that? You didn't know when exactly the ball was going to drop and we don't plan it, right?
I knew that there was not like a surprise, moment. I think it was, I knew, but it, there was, I don't know. I guess there was a surprise. There wasn't like I didn't know there was something wrong with our relationship, because I knew there mm-hmm. was something wrong for a really long time. Mm-hmm. But when it was time and it happened, it was like, that felt like it happened really quick. And mm-hmm. I was not ready. Like I didn't have a plan. You know what I mean?
Well, and that's the thing. So we can educate women on how to throw a beautiful, long, you know, wonderful wedding and marriage, but we don't prepare them for the potential of a divorce. Whether it happens or not, we want to bless a marriage when somebody's entering into that type of a union and a covenant. We want it to be healthy. We want it to be happy. But in the event that it's not, I want to be able to give people resources and tools to help them at least think, okay, well, this is what I should do and how I should, you know, prepare in the event that this ever does happen. And I think the other statistic that's very important to share is that the women's income after a divorce dramatically drops. So it is very vital, if they're not prepared, that they do prepare themselves for that. So that's why I incorporate career coaching. Mm-hmm. That's actually another decades worth of experience that I have as a career coach and as a person who worked in higher education and just supporting women through not only higher education, but non-traditional career paths as well that have, you know, you don't need any education for. So I want to empower women to be able to say, okay, I've stayed at home all these years with my children, like you said in your example earlier, but I can still have a plan to make an income and support myself and support whatever family I may need to support as well, if I need to.
Oh, I love it. I love it. That's beautiful. And I think, you know, there's a personal transformation that also happens mm-hmm. that, you know, so sometimes it's not just about having then like, I need to make income differently, but you as an individual are changed during this time. And it may be that you find yourself in a place where what you used to do for work no longer works for you. Like you're like, I don't want to do that anymore. Like I'm looking for a complete change of life mm-hmm. because, you know, for whatever reasons, or you find yourself in a place where you've got to make more income. And so that's mm-hmm. a really important piece of this puzzle. But let's talk about getting, let's talk about like, once you're through that initial part where you're done dealing with attorneys mm-hmm. and you find yourself like your world's been turned upside down. There's been an unexpected life twist. What is the path back to joy? Like, what are the feelings that we feel mm-hmm. Coming out of that? Just the like when it's final, right? And everything's been divided and whatever's going on. Mm-hmm. What is the journey that happens from that point?
It is truly a path, that's for sure. And it's a path that I want women to understand that they should take one step at a time, most importantly, and that they should have care and kindness with themselves when they're going through this. The emotions that I experience and that the women I've talked to experience are, they're all over the map. They're stuck. They oftentimes don't know which direction to go first. They may feel confused or isolated or alone without community or resources. And so those, they may be unhealthy in some ways. And they may have developed some not so great habits that they've picked up as a result of coping with some of the stress and trauma that comes with dealing, because it's traumatic. So when you are coming out and you have stepped out into that new bright ray of sunshine, that's life glaring mm-hmm. at you going, hey, still here. You need to still show up and be a person. You can't, you know, always stay in your house and in your pajamas and watch Netflix all day, because I did that for a couple weeks. There was that time, and you got to take that time. Okay. Yeah. You have to figure it out and give yourself time to heal in a healthy way though. So that's where I come in with just helping women understand that they need to be able to, first of all, journal, I think is a big thing. Journal what you're feeling, get in front of somebody who's a safe place, whether that's a coach like myself or a therapist, if that's something that they need. So a coach is going to help you move forward. That is a big word that I use a lot. Forward is the momentum that I help women through all of those stages, whether it's, the beginning, middle, or end, but either way, my job is to help them move forward, and a therapist will help you move back, you know, look backwards and heal and maybe address those traumas and things like that. Mm-hmm. But having that mindset of forward and then developing a new set of habits is where I have found my success with people and with myself. And establishing those habits comes in a lot of different ways. So the Miracle Morning is one thing that helped me propel myself in a new direction and gave me the tools that I needed in order to build and then habit stack those things. Because busy mom here, I don't know if you can relate, right? We have to learn how to stack those things up so that they can be maximized in a time frame that works for our lives and our schedules. But making the time and investing in ourselves, there's nothing wrong with doing that. Investing in yourself does not always mean financial gain for you. It will probably result in that as a result of investing in yourself in other ways. But when you take that time to invest in yourself because you are so worth it, it really does pay back in ways that you can't even measure anymore. So the health benefits of me being committed to to journaling every day, having a growth mindset over my life and speaking life over my circumstances, things like that, really being able to set some goals that are measurable and attainable, and that we can kind of tweak over time. Those are the things that I recommend. But first, starting with that journaling, that's where I recommend people start is really get a grasp on what it is you want, write down where you want to go and what you'd like to change, but also how you feel right now. And ask yourself some good questions about what your life would look like if you were to do X, Y, and Z. And how would you like to get there and you know, things like that. So that's where I lead people first is
journal. And you give, yeah. And you give, do you give people sort of like guided prompts and like, how do I yep. figure that stuff out? Yeah. That's beautiful. I think that's such important work. One of the other things that I remember, especially when you were like in the thick of it, mm-hmm. was you would, you would hop on a call with our group of, you know, mastermind sisters, and you would be walking. Mm-hmm. You'd be on the beach. You'd be mm-hmm. moving your body. So talk mm-hmm. to me about the importance of physical activity. Like right. when you're, cause you go from pajamas, Netflix, et cetera, mm-hmm. to mm-hmm. how'd you get your butt out of the house, and how important is that?
So movement is the next cornerstone actually of my program. After just that meditative and mindset, it's movement. And okay. that is really where we focus on taking steps towards setting goals that have to do with just moving your body in some way and moving in a way that feels good for you and that works best for your life. I started out, like I said, 60 pounds heavier than this. So I was not in good shape, and I definitely did not enjoy the first few months of my journey, but I did make it a commitment to show up. And I said to myself every day, I am going to do something, because something is better than nothing, right? Mm-hmm. And I believe that progress is truly better than perfection, because we always start with that vision board mentality of, I'm going to look awesome. I'm going to be fit. I'm going to have this awesome new glow up body that my ex is going to look at me and be like, yay, I miss her so much. No, yeah. no, not all about that. Although it does feel good to feel healthy and look good. For me, it's about, okay, what does it look like today? How do I start? And what does tomorrow look like? Not a year from now when I'm finally at my goal. What does it look like tomorrow? And help yourself get to that place where you enjoy meeting that goal on a daily basis and scheduling it in a way that you show up for yourself like you would as a doctor's appointment or a business appointment or taking your kids somewhere. You block that time out and you say, okay, I know I can commit to this. So for me, it was 5,000 steps a day. And I wanted to be outside too. I also incorporate grounding and being in fresh air and sunlight as much as possible into working with women who are going through this season of reestablishing identity. Because when you're inside and you're disconnected from nature, it really does feel a lot more difficult to be motivated. So just getting out and getting moving and doing it sometimes in groups too. Be bold and get out there and join somebody who's doing something or maybe have an accountability partner. Mm-hmm. I encourage that as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's so good. It's so good. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about what are some specific things that if a woman is trying to work on her identity, and her identity was so wrapped up in who she was as a couple or as a married person, or, you know, you made a huge identity shift because you also moved states when you're going through it. And so that's like a whole nother level. But what are some specific things that people can do, like when they're feeling like they're not sure who they want to be? Like, what are some things that they can do to move towards clarity?
Oh, I love this question, Andrea, because this is something that I had to do myself. I want them to date themselves. I want them to date themselves, because if they can get to know who they are again, that is half the win right there. And they will. So what I do is I help guide them through a process of asking some questions. And what is it that you loved to do before you got married? What's that one thing that brought you so much joy, so much peace, so much fulfillment? And if that thing is still there and you think of it with like a longing ache, I want you to write that thing down and make it a step. What steps are we going to take for you to get to do that thing again immediately? Like, how are we going to get you there so you can be doing that thing again? And when you put yourself out there into a place where you already know it's something that brings you joy, that actually it motivates you to do other things that you've maybe have never tried before, or to create a bucket list. I do that with my clients. We talk about what's that one thing that you never... I mean, I hate to say this because I married somebody, unfortunately, who did not enjoy traveling. And so my big thing is I want to travel now and I want to get all over the place and do all the things. And I also used to want to do a lot of fun activities that unfortunately my weight prohibited me from doing. And I hear that from a lot of other women too, is that they want to go do some things, but they are not healthy enough to do them. So taking those steps towards, you know, building your life and getting healthy again during this process is what will help you also accomplish some of those things that maybe you're really wanting to cross off that list too. So I just went zip lining for the first time in July. And it was so cool because I went with my son, who's grown and he's 26. We went together and I was scared out of my wits. And he decided to go first. He said, "Mom, I'm going to go first. And that's going to give you the confidence to go." And it made me think of you because you always talk about borrowed confidence. So I borrowed his confidence and I got on that zip line and I propelled myself thousands of feet across this big, you know, body of water and it was in a forest in North Carolina. So it was pretty cool in the mountains. But it was just really neat to be able to experience something that I know I never would have done without having gone through all I had gone through. So life after divorce, that's a big deal.
Oh, I love that. And I think that's the power of being a part of a group of women who are linking arms and moving forward in life together, is that we can borrow confidence from each other. And we look around and you'll see women that are doing amazing things, and you'll say, if she can do it, I can do it. And sometimes that thing is, she said, you know, I walked 5,000 steps every day for the last 10 days. And you say, if she can do it, I can do it. And that's a huge step for you, is just to get off the dang couch. Or, you know, I applied for that job, or I made this announcement about my business, or whatever it is. It's like those one step forward, and to be surrounding yourself with people who are all taking steps forward is such a powerful thing when you're creating a shift in identity, especially when you're needing to borrow confidence because you're feeling a little beat down. Like that's such a powerful thing. So I love what you're doing. So Chris, in each of our episodes, I like to challenge our listeners to do something to take bold action. So what is something that you would challenge our listeners to do this week?
I want to challenge your listeners to do one thing that is self-care for themselves this week. And when I say self-care, I don't just mean go get your nails done or have a spa day. Because we like those, right?
Oh yeah, we like those.
They're a lot of fun. And I agree that those can be very, very helpful. But when I'm talking about the kind of self-care that I'm talking about is that soulful self-care. That thing that really fills your cup. Because I've sat in a nail salon and I've had my nails done before, and I've sat there and ruminated on some pretty ugly things while I've been sitting in that chair. And that didn't bring me joy. I just had new nails at the end of the appointment. What brings you joy? Find something that's going to help you connect with you. And in a way that brings you peace. And whether that's getting outside in some fresh air, maybe texting a friend, there's a, I challenge people to create a list of from A to Z of things that you can do that actually fill your soul, and create that list from A to Z and just name those things now that you will find joy in. So for me, that's also art. I love art, just to start at the top of the alphabet, just to give somebody some inspiration. It was something that I stopped doing while I was married. I didn't do it a lot at all. But now I paint pretty regularly. I would say at least once or twice, you know, every other month or so, I make time to sit down and I just do some artwork. So
It sounds like a date with yourself. I love that concept, that date yourself. So like figure out, make a list of things that you enjoy doing or that are just for you, and then treat yourself to that time that you haven't allowed yourself to spend time doing that thing. That's beautiful. Awesome. I love it. Okay, Chris, if people want to know more about the Wilderness Compass, or they want to connect with you or take a next step with you, what is the best way for them to connect with you?
So I have two resources. I do provide a lot of free resources on my website that people can take advantage of, that they can access right away if they need that. And that's thewildernesscompass.com. And they can also get in touch with me and also schedule an appointment if they need immediate support. So I provide support both online and in my office here in South Carolina. So if anybody's local, they can take advantage of that in person. But I also provide online support as well.
Awesome. Awesome. And you've got a Facebook group, right?
Yes, I do. I was just going to mention that group as well. So I do have a group and a community that is growing daily. It's Women Navigating Stages of Divorce, the Wilderness Warrior Tribe.
Love it. Love it. And we'll drop the links to your website and to your Facebook group in the show notes of this episode. Well, Chris, thank you so much for being here and for this conversation. I know for a fact someone listening to this needed to hear exactly what you shared today. And if you listened to this show today and you thought of someone who is going through it that needed to hear this, would you share this episode with a sister? And if you want to share your feedback with me or ask me a question, you can always drop me a line at andreaengstrom.com. And while you're there, just grab a spot in my upcoming masterclass. I'd love to have you. If you're a woman entrepreneur, join my Facebook group, Bold Women in Business Sisterhood, where I share strategies every week to help you gain clarity, confidence, and make powerful connections so you can build the business and the life that you love. Chris, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you for having me. It has been an absolute pleasure and an honor.
Awesome. Well, till next time, I'm Andrea Engstrom, encouraging you all to take action on your dreams. You are the one who makes your dreams come true. So show up to your life with power and authenticity. Be bold, be tenacious, and make it happen.